good.
Wow.
Mine's like nothing. I'll give you the last update of the TCTC for the programs and the number of people in the programs. Also have for you is the all the kids that went from McDonald's that have gone to TCTC. The last time I gave you this is the final update. There were 35. I do believe two come back, and we're down to 33. This should be the last update for everything on the kids, their program, and the names. Also, this last thing, before I get to this, which I think is very important, this last bit of information, if I just interject a little thing about technology. Of course, I've been retired from education since 2008, and we were really into technology at TCTC. And they only have two grades. Of course, their populations almost double ours here, but they had two coordinators, and they needed two coordinators for all the technology. But one thing somebody brought up here in the discussion, I don't know who it was, about the levy and the new sports complex that everybody's been talking about, or redoing a football field. This levy is not for that. This levy is for this technology if it would pass. This would be a good opportunity to upgrade everything, pass the levy, give the board some more finances to help them do this. And I think they need a full-time technology person here, plus one. Okay, now, I'm done with that. This here is something I talked to Mr. Rossin about, is about something that TCTC is doing about drug testing for extracurricular. TCTC is doing it for, and if you don't think we have a alcohol and drug problem in Northeastern Ohio, all you gotta do is read the paper. You don't think we have a problem with this kind of stuff in McDonald, you got your head buried in the sand somewhere, people. We need some kind of help. Everybody says, why is it up to the school to help the kids? Well, we're saying, why do we? The parents should be doing it. Well, I've been saying that for over 31 years when I was teaching, but we have to. Some kids just don't have the support at home they need. This is just an idea. I'm not telling you to do it, believe me. It's an idea that maybe we should look into helping these kids that have a situation and maybe get a random drug testing for extracurricular. If they're going to play in a band, play football for Dan, play basketball, run cross country, maybe they should be drug tested. I'm not saying anybody has that problem, but it just eliminates that situation. Now TCTC does it, and their big kick is they're driving. A lot of kids like to drive to TCTC. And if they do a random drug test and they get caught, they lose their driving privileges. You know, when you're a junior and senior in high school, you definitely don't want to be driving a school bus, riding a school bus to school, if you don't have to. So it's just a suggestion. I think we should look at it. You people should look at it. And but it's something to count down the road. Next month, I'm going to have the number of schools just in Trumbull County, the school boards that have done it, that are doing this. And then I hope to get a list of the ones that are doing it across the state for you people. So I hope to have this information for you next month. Any questions on anything?
No.
Thank you, Mr. Hart. Any other audience participation before Ms. Raza?
Yes. I would just like to stand up and say that Mr. Hart, I was the one that mentioned the levy. And to just clarify that point once again, the point that I was trying to make, okay, is not anything negative about anything. The point I'm trying to make is this. When we're going to go ahead and allocate money to possibly make improvements in our schools, and I said a possible stadium, okay, the idea that we were feeling about the whole situation was that we could not, or at this time we did not want to spend money towards that. And the only point that I'm trying to make is that the money is there. to do this for the technology. And when you're talking about putting in other improvements, okay, whether it be other improvements around this school or something else, I do believe that it would be valuable to go ahead and put that money towards technology as well. It's nothing against anything or not saying that it shouldn't be. Just the point I'm trying to make is that, you know, that would also be a worthwhile expense as well. So, thank you.
I say something.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with technology now and what have you, but I want to go back to September 19th, the board meeting we had here. I wasn't in attendance, but I happened to listen to it on the recorded message or online on our webpage. At that time, talk a lot about the stadium, talk a lot about the levy. You guys threw a lot of things off, bounced things off one another and what have you. I just sort of want to clear the record on tape recorder here. I guess you guys are recording all these now. I just want to clear the record as far as something that was said about me and my principal. Well, he's not here tonight. But anyhow, Dan and Gary got to shut up and sort of, you know, quit talking about wasting money and doing whatever it was. The actual quote was, Dan and Gary got to shut up because they are killing it. Meaning, I guess, the levy for the new stadium. It's a way, you know, they're saying, we said it's a waste of money and all that, they can keep all their comments to themselves. Then it would be part of the team. It doesn't help us. I think I'm one of the biggest team players here. We were talking to my faculty members. I'm the most positive, one of the most positive people in this school district. To this date, I never, ever badmouth a levy, an individual, or anyone out in public. But this was said about me that I was out running this levy into the ground, which is untrue. I just wish I could have been talked to. I had an opinion. I had an opinion on what was going on here with the stadium and all the talks with the stadium. And I talked to Bob from this from day one. Bob and I had talked, and he knows. And we talked about it again a couple different times. I was straight up with Bob, and I said, Bob, I'm all for it. But I think we got to get what we have here. If we're going to move it off campus, off site, we need to get everything for our kids that we have right here in this building and in that facility out there. It needs to be transposed wherever else we decide to put it. Now, I spent 38 years of my 46 years of my life out here in this football field as a player and a coach. I have the longest tenure. I don't have an ego. I don't have an ego at all. I have the longest tenure here as a McDonald football coach. Coach as many games out there as anybody's ever done in the last 89 years. I just felt as if I was out of the loop, and maybe there should have been discussions earlier, possibly. You know, of all the tradition out here in 89 years, John's dad was here coaching, and I know he feels, you know, a big part of the tradition here, and I know, Jody, you had mentioned, you know, you thought about it too and sat back in a discussion on the 19th. And you felt, man, there's a lot of your brother played here, you know. There's been generations, I know of three different families that had three generations of people roll through out here in this stadium. You know, the Carquitos, the Crumpacks, the Witoskis, three different families that have three generations. And it seems like we can just pick up on the whim and move it elsewhere. And that's just my opinion at the time. But I'll tell you at this point, I'm on board. And Kevin said a comment, it says, they need to help us see the vision, Gary and I. We're here to help you see the vision, but we need to know the vision. You know, I'm more than willing to support you guys in anything you do. And I went back, once I found out it's going to be a done deal at this other place, I went back to my staff and said, hey, guys, listen, we're on board here.
That, if I may interject for a moment, there is no done deal. We have not signed a contract. If we do sign a contract to purchase the property, then it is subject to a number of conditions. We need to be able to make sure that the property is buildable from a geologic perspective, from a survey perspective, from a title perspective, from an environmental perspective. So, I mean, the last thing we want to do is run out and buy a piece of property that we can't use.
Oh, I understand all that.
So
is there a decision? Is there going to be a choice?
There is a choice. And the choice is...
Is the discussion over out here?
Well, let me, if I may. The choice is that this is going to be put up for a levy. If it's not supported, if the levy's not passed, then we're not going to build it.
I just want you to know that I'm out there telling people to pass this letter.
Appreciate that.
Okay, and I want Tom to know that. And I don't know who you talk to, but I just want you to know.
Him. You told me he was against it, and you told me it was Gary Sock against it. I said, I'll state it
to you. But that doesn't mean I'm out here telling people to vote
I'm
no.
Telling what
I had an opinion, Tom.
And I'm listening to you. I'm telling you what he said. And I said, you're the athletic director, and that's this football coach. So right. At least be on board to find out what the information is before you criticize him.
Well, and I thought I should have been given some information.
I take full responsibility. You more than once said that they were against this. And you said you were against it, and you said if Daddy doesn't get his weight room, he's against it. I said, that's not fair. Now, you said that, Bob. Now, you can... So, my mistake, and I apologize, because I should have come to you.
I appreciate you apologizing.
I will do that. Okay. My frustration is everybody's talking, nobody's getting looking at the information. It's just the benefit of it. If you don't like it, don't do it. But we're looking for the future. Yes, we're going to look for the future in the...
I understand all that, too, and it's a great idea. It's going to be a great facility. I understand that.
If it comes.
But the problem, not the problem I had, but I had an opinion is all I had. And I'm entitled to an opinion because I thought out here would have been best fit for our kids. You know, we pick up our programs and just, I guess we never really thought what, how it'll affect my program or how it'll affect the track program or how it'll affect the band. The band runs out here and practices 3 days a week, yes. And they grab their instruments and run out and then come back, put them away,
absolutely,
and go home.
Correct.
How's that affect? I don't know if that was thought through.
Yes, it was.
The problem we have is there's no parking.
When we had the overlay out here, weren't we going to do parking at the practice field?
Well, they may do that if that may be another area.
Well, it was there. It was on the overlay that I seen.
That is true. Then.
So where else would he park?
Okay. Well, it was about additional 75 spaces that we gained there, but we also lost...
Only 75 up on that.
Well, we lose some.
Because we lose some on the existing part. So it was a net gain of about 75 spaces after we lost...
But we got 250 yards up there. We can put 500 parking spaces if we wanted to. The thing is, I don't want to come off like I want it out here or don't want it out here. That was my opinion at the time. Okay. I got more information. We gathered some other things. And I'm on board for whatever you guys decide to do. I would never go out in public and say that this is a ridiculous
idea. Just to clarify, if they put the parking up there, now we haven't had a track meet here in 20 years. There's no place to throw discus.
Right.
So it's nice that... we have, a child that nobody wants. We have the one successful program in the state, and we have a track place. And there is no handicap barriers for the basketball. There's no parking for anything. Mr. Rogers go up the steps, and he was struggling, these 5 steps. Can you go 21 steps up the gymnasium? It's tough.
And I understand, because I'm the one that deals with that. I get calls
I do
from
that.
People,
that's
I
why we look
meet
that.
Them, and I get them in the building.
That was the biggest purpose of looking off-site, so we can accumulate the senior citizens that lived here and paid tax for 50 years. Let them go to the games. They can't even come to the basketball games. Can't get the steps. We have one, I guess you're lucky enough to get in the back. There's no handicapped parking.
Well, everybody that rolls through that door, though, I do say, if I see somebody struggling, what I tell them is, as an AD, I say, hey, give me a call if you're coming next Friday, I'll meet you at the back door. I'll get you up a ramp.
You're absolutely correct. But how many grandfather other parents don't come because they have it? All we're trying to do is look at things, option. Maybe 100 million, I have no idea. But we just can't stand still. And I think they deserve a track.
I'm just saying, I do.
I think we should we have 90 basketball games. We have, now we're starting first, second, and third grade for girls and boys. We have fourth, fifth, and sixth. There's no place to practice. Every school that was built in the last several years put two extra gyms. I'll say, if we're going to look, let's look at a complex for the future. Now, if that comes to pass, in my best guess, and I guess I would say, everybody's probably values up 10%. Because if I had a kid want to go to Lordstown and have a facility at McDonald's, I think I'd rather come here. So it's everything's been looked into. Now, are all the questions answered? No. We haven't got a lot to get back.
With Bob, Bob knew that was my opinion.
Daddy, I'm taking responsibility. I should have come to you personally.
Yeah,
your son went on vacation with me for 14 years. I mean, he's like my grandson, so it's my. I'll make air to that.
You and my father. We're four. I
agree.
Just the fact that when I hear that in a public session. Yeah. Now, what are the hundreds of people in the town thinking?
Yeah. Well, I hear it in the public
AD's
session.
Against this. The AD's
you're absolutely right. When
vote.
I hear it in the public section, it irritates me. I think, why don't he come and ask me? But, so, accept my apology.
Well,
I'm
that's
wrong.
That's what you should have came to me and said, hey, were you saying these things then?
Well, I've got to go into this. I did hear it, but I'm going to end it right
and
now.
And I think the key thing to remember, too, is, and I know how it came up, but on the other side of it is, we also know how important your input is to this. And I think that's what Tom was trying to say. Listen, if he kills it, because he knows how important your input is. So he knows if you're out there thinking it's not a good plan, that we're going to be, we're in a bad spot right now. I agree.
It's not golden. I mean, that's, come on, let's fix it.
Yeah.
I hear things about people every day.
Absolutely.
If I took it to heart and thought that was golden rule, that somebody said this or heard this in the community, you know, it's
absolutely
not that way. And like I said, I'm loyal to this place because I grew up here, I live here my whole life, and I'm one of the most loyal guys in this place. Loyalty means a lot to me.
I'll say to you this, it'll never happen again. If anything's happened, I'll talk to you.
Well, I appreciate that.
I can promise you.
Me coming to
I'll
you.
Never take something secondhand or misinterpreted.
I don't take things personal.
No, no, I,
you know,
I don't.
Really don't.
I can do
it.
You know that. You know that.
I'm a forgiver. You know, so, but I, you know, it just got to be in the open. I think.
It is.
I didn't want people out there on tape to think that I didn't support what you guys had a vision for.
You're right.
That's just the bottom line. I got off on a tangent.
No, no. I'm glad we actually had a chance to talk to you.
Danny, I just wanted to add too. You know, as we were kind of figuring out what our vision is, you know, because that process took a long time, whether we could get the land, not get the land. Once we get to that point and we know definitively that we have the land and we can move in one direction or the other, we told Tom Senich this the other day, last week, we're going to include you guys, that it's your program.
But
you know what's best.
But what I was thinking, we could have been at an advantage for the pros and cons
sure.
of taking it off-site.
Sure.
But I, and on the same token, though, I did bring up a lot of the issues because I did speak to you and Gary at length a couple times about the pros and cons. We talked about gym class, whether it would be there or not. You know, we even talked to the guys from Girard that day when I talked to you guys. What was it like? How difficult was them to be right. For them to be offsite? So we did take a lot of those things that you said. We also knew, though, if we filled the room with 25 people, the idea of coming up with a consensus of 25 people all saying, okay, we want the new site, we want the old site, or is it going to be split 12-12 down the middle? That's where we knew. It was dangerous to say, okay, well, you know, what do we do until we can at least maybe come up with a vision for five to say, okay, we think that this, but I don't want you to think that your opinion wasn't heard and the points that you made weren't valid.
I'm just talking about the specific sports.
Absolutely,
know?
Yeah.
I'm just talking how it's going to affect our football program.
Sure.
If we don't have a weight room down there, Tom, we have the weight. We lift a lot after practice. In the summer, we're using the weight room during practice. Half the squad's in the weight room, half the squad's out on the field. If our weight room isn't down there,
then you guys are going to be doing a lot of extra running.
Our whole scheme of things, our whole thing is going to run.
We have there's room to add on a lot of different areas. Nothing's discounted or added yet.
But in all honesty, we did. I mean, we spent a significant time talking about a band shelter because we haven't forgot about them. If we
right.
do anything like this, we want to make sure. You know, we talked to Tom the other day about the fact he could be having baseball and softball practice on this field. So for us, we really tried to focus on the fact that it wasn't football, it wasn't track, it was everything. I mean, we could see an advantage to any new facility.
It's heard as a football.
And that's what we didn't want.
Talked about a lot.
Absolutely.
Your meetings even has been football stadium, then it goes to the facility. It's not just a football stadium. We all know that.
Yeah.
I'm the first to agree with that. You know, it's for the community.
It's absolutely.
For all of our kids here. And wherever we can get it done, I guess at this point, you know, I'm on board. But, you know, it just, we cleared things up. Everything's good to go.
And I know we've even talked about having our small coffee groups and going out to the community. Well, I mean, I was approached by the elementary teachers. Will I come and meet with them? I said, absolutely.
But tell me. You get a lot of flack about moving offsite.
Well,
I
think.
Is there reconsidering or is there not?
Nothing. You know, one of the things that I know we talked about is we see that land as an asset to the district. Whether we build on it now or we hold that as an asset, we still see the land as an asset to the district. So I think, you know, everything is going to depend on where we do go with the levy. And we want to hear those concerns. There's no perfect plan to it. You know, but like I said, we've tried to take that time to talk to people in other communities that had off-site facilities, you know, talking about what it would do to gym class. We've talked at the other meeting at the work session about a green space being left in between the two buildings, which could be used for a lot of different purposes. We talked about, does the track have to be the cinder track that's there now, can it be left up for certain things? You know, there's a lot of things we don't know the exact answer to, but we're open to having those conversations.
Well, that's what I was excited about, a gym class. You can't run a gym class out at 8 in the morning on a fall day because it'll do.
Yeah.
Kids' shoes will be soaked and whatever.
And absolutely.
You know, I was excited the fact maybe we can run out here.
Sure.
You know, Josh and I
share. All-purpose field.
Yeah, share a facility together. You know what I mean? Things like that. But, you know, and I just feel bad, Junior Olympics. What do you do there? Josh works these kids out on a daily basis.
Oh, sure. There's no question. And that's what we talked about. Some
things that you, you know.
Yeah.
But those are things that have to be ironed out. Like I said, I'm anxious to meet with you guys and be able to sit down with you and get in that planning process.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I know, you know, Gary would feel the same way. I know he would.
Testing in the fifth and sixth grade. I was wondering if we could have a little bit of input of where we were in the last school meeting. We talked about school board meeting. We talked about the recess and the reasons why we eliminated the recess. And I was waiting for some follow-up communication about, because I know that there was some discussion about it being voted on and some discussion about it having an intervention class for the kids. And then we made longer class time for the kids in fifth and sixth grade. And I know my student and a couple other students are wondering, is the talk, where are we in the communication with the reasoning, what you've given us and my kids for that time period? Are we having the recess resumed? Are they going to have the testing focused on those extra minutes in class? Is there an actual time given in class for the state for the testing material? Like, where are we at with that? Because I know you had talked about having meeting a contact with us, and I just wonder where we're at.
Well, I know Mr. Vecchione received a communication, and he's trying to get back. Is that with you to schedule that? And
no, that was with Mrs. Zagler. That's Mrs. Zagler. Yes.
I've never had a phone call from you, so I'll be glad to call.
Oh, they told us to wait and give you that. They told us to you have
I
call
received
us
an email
that.
from a parent.
Right.
I called her and seen her in person, so I'm going to reach out to her this week and try to set up a time in the morning or after school. And if she wants to come in to talk, then I'll invite her. And she asked me if she could have a couple parents come.
Just to clarify, the last meeting, because there were 20 kids here, Danny did a fabulous job. He really did. You and Max put a lot of time into it, and they should be commended for that. And we're not an angry mob of mothers. Mr. Austin, you said Mr. Vecchione should meet with you as a group, right?
Yes.
And Mr. O'Connell, you said, I encourage you
to set
meet
up a time.
With the
yes.
parents Absolutely. As a group. And we left the meeting thinking that we were going to have some sort of communication back.
Okay, I'm sorry.
As a group.
I thought they, because one of the parents had contacted him, and I thought that parent was speaking for.
She was. She's kind
and she, it took. Correct me if I'm wrong, it took a week or more for her to
contact. It was pretty clear at the last meeting that True. We wanted
yes.
to meet as a group, and you encouraged a group meeting. And Mr. Beckman, you contacted Audra, who was the person, and said, I will meet with you one-on-one, not as a group. And she came back to you and said, Mr. Roston encouraged a group meeting, Mr. O'Connell encouraged a group meeting, and Audra didn't feel comfortable meeting with just you and carrying that back to the whole group for the rest of us. It wasn't fair for her to take what you're saying back to the other 20 parents. We just kind of want to know what's going on with the time. So we wanted to clarify, either maybe you didn't make it clear to him that he was supposed to get back with us, or there must be some miscommunication here. Because the kids, I just feel that they deserve some sort of
okay.
explanation back.
I obviously did not. And
we just kind of want to yes. know what's going on with that time. Okay. That's all. Just
it
some
will
sort
be,
of explanation.
It will be arranged this week.
We were told at the last meeting that there would be answers at the next board meeting.
Answers.
Well, I did not receive the email Sunday, so I just got that today, which is Monday. So I'll call Mrs. Zagler. I'll try to set something up. Before school or after school, just like I offered her the last time, and I invited anybody to come.
You should have held a group meeting for all of us, not individual meetings.
Well, I felt that I didn't need to do that, and I did talk to the students. They approached me the day after the board meeting about six or seven. I answered all their questions,
you should have been here at the last board meeting to answer all of our questions when these students were here.
But it would be down at a board meeting.
I mean, you could have been here. You knew they were all coming. To me, it's lack of communication between somebody up here and getting back to the people that should be.
I thought you had a meeting.
It will be corrected this week.
I really don't want any more communication to go through my son, Tim. Because, like, the communication that I'm getting from Shane, and I know Dave personally, he was talked to about a child, you know, they have this name thing that they're doing back and forth to each other about one was calling one another name that happens amongst boys. And Shane said to me, Mr. Vecchione said, this is why we don't have recess, because of this drama. Now, I know Dave didn't. I hope you didn't say that. But I felt like, I know that it's coming from an 11-year-old. You know what I mean? Like, I know that's skewed. And I know, and especially in this meeting, that you got a lot on your plate right now. But and that's why I'm giving you time to, like, get in touch with us. I just want to make sure you knew that we were waiting for you to contact us. So, and I don't think fairly, I don't think that was expelled. Like, that's what I was thinking.
But then you'll never get it back. You can do it.
Yeah. Because I thought we were going to be contacted. So that's, and I was waiting. Like.
So we'll get the meeting. I want to make it clear before we do leave. So that Mr. Rawson is saying that the meeting will be scheduled this week. You know, one of the challenges for us is we don't operate that day-to-day management. That's why, you know, we're going to rely on these guys to take care of that issue, get that meeting scheduled, and then report back to us from that point. And if you don't get that communication, please continue to push for what you're doing. Danny, yeah.
Right. If you were late with an assignment, then you would get docked on your grade, right? So we need to make sure that our administrators are following through with the information that you are requesting related to what is going on during these times that you don't get to be in recess. And that's your question, correct? And I think that's pretty simple, and I believe by now we ought to know exactly what's going on with that time. Right? Okay. Then let's get it done.
Any other audience participation?
Raise your hand.
No, this is a bad time to fix your hair, Mrs. Foster.
Don't call.
We will call on you.
You might buy a car at auction.
All right, we will move on to, let me get back to where we're at here. I'm sorry. The approval of the board meeting minutes for the regular meeting of September 19th, 2016.
So moved.
Motion by Mrs. Clayson. We'll get into discussion.
Second.
Second by Mrs. Harvey. Discussion.
Wasn't there some approval?
There was one item that was in the board minutes from last meeting that had Mr. Hart was on the schedule to speak, but he did not make that meeting. So if we can just make that note that Mr. Hart did not present at the meeting.
I left him a message.
No, we know. It was just on the agenda. We just want to make sure it's cleared off of that part. We don't want you to think we unrecorded it on there and deleted it. Any other discussion?
Yeah, just one comment in these minutes. Mr. Gray, all of his comments was attached and his background was he did a superb job. So I wonder if that was, we asked him to give that, and they put it in the minutes, so if you don't hear the audio, you pick it, you can see the comments he made, and it's an exciting time, I think. So I just wanted to make sure people know that. You get it, see what he did. Just the guts he had. Okay, that's all.
Roll call.
Mrs. Claes?
Yes.
Mrs. Harvey?
Yes.
Mr. O'Connell?
Yes.
Mr. Hannon?
Yes.
Mr. Sagan?
Yes.
5 yes votes.
Motion carried. Item 10, old business. Any old business to bring before the board? No old business. We'll move on to item 11, new business. A, Finance Committee. Mr. Hannon, yes. Chairperson.
Yeah, we have 6 resolutions to be considered. I would hope you support this evening of those. That's all I have.
Mrs. Claes, anything to add?
Nope.
Any questions for Mr. Hannon?
No.